This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
There's a little game we like to play with our listeners as often as we can on Fridays. We've been through a whole week of Issues Etc. audio. And as we go through that week, we often find things that our guests, sometimes even our listeners, have to say on the air that we think we ought to listen to again in soundbite form. We call the game Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's very simple. All you do is listen to the soundbites as we play them. There'll be four of them. And then after you've listened, you give us a call, you email us, you send us a tweet, or you visit our Facebook fan page and you vote for which soundbite you think should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You may like the soundbite, you may dislike it, you might agree or disagree. You might find it remarkable because you want to hear it again. You might find it remarkable because something you've never heard before. Your reasons are your own. We want to hear from you and your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you're going to email us or send a tweet or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, include your city and state so that we know where you're listening and your reason for voting the soundbite you're voting for. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email, send your vote that way, talkback at issuesetc.org, by Twitter at issuesetc, or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to include your city and state and your reason for voting for your soundbite. 1-877-623-6943. We are giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker to the listener with the best vote when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. So let's get going. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from a recent sermon from Rick Warren that we reviewed here. He's talking about the Crazy Makers. It's kind of an ironic montage of Rick Warren on the Crazy Makers.
What is a Crazy Maker? Let me give you six of the most common. Number one is what I call demanding crazy makers. These are the little dictators of life. The little Napoleons, the little Saddams, they are demanding, and it drives you crazy. The second kind is what I call disapproving crazy makers. And these are what I call the nitpickers. And they are picky, 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 picky. And that drives you crazy. The third kind of crazy makers are what I call deafening crazy makers, because they're loud. I call these people the megaphones of life. They absolutely love to argue. These are the megaphones, and that drives you crazy. Number four are the destructive crazy makers. And these are the people who have uncontrolled anger, and I call them the volcanoes. Number five, I call these people the discontented crazy makers. Get their feelings hurt very, very easily. And they whine a lot. I call them the crybabies. And it drives you crazy. And then number six, a sixth kind, the common crazy maker, what I call demeaning crazy makers. And these people are the smart mouths. The ones who are always running off at the mouth, and they're rude, and they're insulting, and they use caustic language. And by the way, people who are rude all the time, they're rude because they have enormous insecurities. The more insecure a person is, the more rude they tend to be. And that drives you crazy.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, an ironic montage of Rick Warren on what he calls crazy makers. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send your vote via email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Kevin Martin. We were talking about Jesus walking on the water and then healing many in Gennesaret by simply they touch the hem of his garment. Here he says there's something better than touching the hem of Jesus' garment.
Okay, if you touch the fringe of his garment, you know, you're made well. You know, you're literally in the Greek, you're saved. Imagine what would happen if you didn't just touch his coat. What would happen if you actually became a member of his body yourself? What would that look like? What if I just didn't settle for touching the fringe of his robe? What if I wanted to be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh? I think we hear them too when we hear the words of institution. Take, eat, this is my body. I mean, I would say, in some ways, you know, Jesus just fed a crowd that was hungry. I think this passage is designed to make us hungry again. And in that last verse, if they just touched the fringe of his garment, look what happened. What would happen if you took that body that conquers the chaotic sea, that traverses even death in the grave? What would happen if you took that body into your own body? What would that look like? And I think it's supposed to make us hungry for what he offers us in the sacrament. That's where we find a new heart. That's where we find a new life.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Kevin Martin. Something better than touching the hem of Jesus' garment. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Your votes decide. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Bill Swirla. Here he is talking about how pop American Christianity tries to treat the old Adam.
I think that's one of the fundamental mistakes that you see in a lot of Christianity today, is Christianity becomes kind of a 12-step, a 20-step, a program of rehabilitation. We're going to fix the old Adam. We're going to whip him into shape. And we treat the church either as a gymnasium where you go to kind of work off the flab and improve, or even like a hospital where the doctors will attend to you and make you well again, so that you gradually are healed of this disease of sin, where the only healing, the only remedy, the only cure is death and resurrection. The old Adam must die. The new man in Christ must rise.
1-877-623-6943 to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, July the 27th. 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Or vote via email. We'll get them right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at IssuesETC.org. Now get ready to vote, because after soundbite number four, we're going to start taking your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, talking here about, and it's pretty harsh language, the totalitarian aims of the radical gay rights movement.
This movement is a totalitarian movement, because what they want is to control every institution in society. They want every institution in society, every mind in society, to conform to their view of what's right. This is not a live and let live kind of a movement at all. If it ever was, it isn't anymore. This is a movement that has an idea of what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman. They have an idea of human sexuality and its place in our lives. They have a set of ideas, and their ideas are diametrically opposed to the Christian idea, and one set of ideas is going to drive out the other. And I think a lot of people have thought, well, you know, we can live and let live. We can come up with some kind of compromise, you know, where they do their thing, we do our thing. But it's quite clear now that this group of people is not going to be satisfied with any such compromise. They're not going to let it go until their idea has replaced the traditional ancient teachings of the church on all of these matters. That they're not going to stop until one idea completely drives out the other. So I just think people need to see this for what it is and decide which side you're going to be on, you know, because I think the possibility of straddling or being in the middle or compromising, those possibilities are all being taken off the table. And they're being taken off the table by the radical gay agenda.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Should that be the issues, et cetera, soundbite of the week? You decide. Your votes decide. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, July the 27th, and you get to pick issues, et cetera, soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrivent Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrivent Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrivent Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues Etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live on this Friday afternoon, the 27th of July. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Just be the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can vote by giving us a call right now, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote by sending us an email right now here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote by sending us a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can vote right there at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to include your city and state and the reason why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, an ironic montage of Rick Warren on what he calls crazy makers? 1-877-623-MYIE. Should it be soundbite number two, Pastor Kevin Martin on something better than just touching the hem of Jesus' garment? talkback@issuesetc.org. Should it be soundbite number three, Pastor Bill Swirla, on how pop American Christianity treats or attempts to treat the old Adam? You can vote via Twitter at @issuesetc. Or should it be soundbite number four, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, on the totalitarian aims of the radical gay rights movement? That's soundbite number four, 1-877-623-6943. Let's talk with Rick, who's listening in Nashville, Illinois. Hi, Rick.
Hi, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going with Kevin Martin, Pastor Kevin Martin. When we take the communion, of Christ's body within ourselves, that helps eliminate the old man. When we take the true drink and the true meat, we can go forward with true love that's going to take care of the crazy makers, that's going to take care of the opposition of the forces of Satan, to glorify our God and to bring a better world to the people around us.
Rick, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Nashville, Illinois. All right, he kicked it off with a soundbite number 2 vote. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Vote via Twitter at issuesetc or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's a vote sent to us from a listener via an MP3 file.
I'm casting my vote for the Bill Swirla soundbite because the pop American Christianity he is describing is built on man-made business principles. We as Lutherans understand that the church stands separately in its own kingdom, one not of this world. If there is a problem in the church, you throw word and sacrament at it. If there's a problem with the world, you have to first understand that the rest of the world doesn't have the gospel. That's a game changer. So the question is, why would a church run itself using techniques developed without the vicarious death and resurrection of Christ front and center?
All right, it's a great vote, and thank you very much for that vote. Soundbite for soundbite number 3. Vote for soundbite number 3, Pastor Bill Swirla, on how pop American Christianity treats the old Adam. Paul in California says, happy Friday, gentlemen, and happy Friday to you. He says, I'm torn between soundbites 2 and 3 this week, but I think I'll cast my vote for 3. That's Pastor Bill Swirla. It comes down to a pet peeve of mine in religion, especially American religion, this notion that I can pull myself up by the bootstraps and do it myself. I can build a better me. I can find my purpose. I can save myself if only I have enough faith. Classic works righteousness that has no need of Christ, no need of a Savior, and only leads to condemnation and death because of my faith is by itself and in myself and not in Christ. And too many churches lay down the law, do this or do that or do the other, and they forget or worse, reject, come to me. The old Adam can only die through Christ's death on the cross and must die daily. As your tagline says Paul in California, it's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Thanks for listening in California. John listens in Colorado. He says, I have to vote for Rick Warren's montage today just to have a chance to respond to Mr. Warren. Here he is responding to Mr. Warren from Colorado. He says, Mr. Warren, who are these crazy makers, you ask? I'll tell you, sir, they are in fact your fellow man. They are those that Jesus, if you remember who he is, commanded us to love. They are children of God just as you and I are. Mr. Warren, they are sinners just like you and I are. And yes, that means that they sometimes might do things that drive us crazy. But next time you are being driven crazy by your fellow man, take a long, hard look in the mirror to see who it is that needs to be fixed in that relationship. Maybe then the board in your eye will become as obvious as the lumber yard in my eye is to me. And by the way, Jeff's comments about the 80-year-old woman struggling to come up to take the body and blood of Christ should be on the roster for quotes next week. That's so moving because it is so true. That's a great suggestion, by the way, John. And John concludes by saying, thanks so much for all Issues Etc. does. I am humbly blessed to live in a time where I have access to such an experience. Thanks for listening in Colorado, John. David in Lincoln, Illinois, I believe, is voting for soundbite number 2, Pastor Kevin Martin, because his quote is awesome. A good earthy quote with gospel and the direction to the means of grace. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Eric in Tennessee says, my vote is for Pastor Swirla. He puts his finger on the issue I see in my church. I feel that churches do not deal with the preaching of the law, which kills us, so we can really get to the wonderful gospel. Law kills. There is death, and then there is gospel. There is resurrection. It seems that we tiptoe around the law to get to the gospel. That's a great way of putting it, by the way. He says, what I'm seeing more and more is works righteousness creeping into our Lutheran congregations? That's a very grave concern, Eric, and thanks for listening in Tennessee. Tamara in Kansas says, I vote for number one, an ironic montage of Rick Warren on the crazy makers, as he calls them. The whole time I was listening to Warren, I kept thinking, wow, he would really hate spending time in my family. I think we represent almost all of his crazy makers. Thanks for listening in Kansas, Tamara. Here's Diane in St. Louis. Thanks for waiting, Diane.
Hi, great comments. I'd have to agree with caller number one. He voted for Kevin Martin. I would vote for that because Rick Warren is a problem. His is a problem and a threat inside the church. Swirla's subject matter is another problem within the church. And number four is within and in and outside the church. So we need number two to be to build up our strength inside the church to stand up to all the rest of them.
Diane, thank you very much, and thanks for your call. What about the rest of you? There's still time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. Visit our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. You want to share something with someone who's never listened to Issues, etc. You've heard the nice things that our listeners say, and you're trying to explain what this program is about. You can do it in just about a minute with the latest Issues, etc. YouTube video. Just share it with your friends online via Facebook or whatever social network you happen to use. You can find it at our website. It's the brand new Issues, etc. YouTube video, and it's pretty much Issues, etc. in about a minute. It explains a lot of what this program is all about. Issuesetc.org, right there on the homepage, you'll find the brand new Issues Etc. YouTube video. Share it with your friends. Janet in Livonia, Michigan says, I find it ironic that Rick Warren talks about crazy makers when, to me, he's one of the top ones. My vote is for Pastor Swirla, though, because he is describing what I see often in Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod congregations. We all need to be careful to nip it in the bud in our own congregations if needed. Janet, thanks for listening in Michigan. The winner this week, according to your votes, for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number three, Pastor Bill Swirla, on how Pop American Christianity tries to treat the old Adam.
I think that's one of the fundamental mistakes that you see in a lot of Christianity today, is Christianity becomes kind of a 12-step, a 20-step program of rehabilitation. We're going to fix the old Adam. We're going to whip him into shape. And we treat the church either as a gymnasium where you go to kind of work off the flab and improve, or even like a hospital where the doctors will attend to you and make you well again, so that you gradually are healed of this disease of sin, where the only healing, the only remedy, the only cure is death and resurrection. The old Adam must die. The new man in Christ must rise.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your votes. Soundbite number three, Pastor Bill Swirla, on how Pop American Christy tries to treat the old Adam. Let's see. It's going to be Paul in California this week who gets the LPR bundle package. Paul, all you need to do is send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Don't forget that. Talkback at issuesetc.org, and we will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks for your vote, and thanks for everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Deaconess Pam Nielsen about Dorcas, the mercy worker. Now, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach over this weekend. For first-time donors, people who have listened but have never supported Issues Etc. up to this point, we're going to send you the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad as a special thank you for first-time donors to Issues Etc. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to this address, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's that address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping us in mind during the challenging summer months. And thanks for all those first-time donors to Issues Etc. We'll send you the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio a mouse pad as a way of saying thank you. Well, Pastor Swirla is quite right, isn't he? You can try and rehabilitate the old Adam, but he is not capable of reform. You can try to improve his behavior, but he can't be improved. The only solution is to bury him with Christ in baptism, is to bury him in Christ every day by a confession of your sins, and the new man comes forth. That's the only answer. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you next week.
Weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the logo for the Issues Etc. Journal and Weekly Bulletin insert at issuesetc.org and sign up to receive the Church Bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. Issuesetc.org, look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo, and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.